Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Mate, you're looking beautiful. Do a smot. Smot.
What's a smot?
I've kind of botched the pronunciation. I'm saying you are beautiful. In Danish.
Maybe a wink. That's all I've got for you. Mate, well, this week is an interesting one. The one I've thrown at you, we were going to do some sort of digesting of it.
Yep.
And you're like, wait, let's go. Let's flick the camera on. So
straight on. And it's funny because sometimes we sit in the preparation like weeks before, like we're always just thinking of episodes. And after a while, you sometimes, you know, you're like,
we always hash it out before. But this one we're not going to do. So no. Stop. We're going to go.
Yep.
Okay. So this one's on when a property gets sold, who makes a decision? And this is both for the people when a property is sold and also people then looking the week later and trying to work at what's going on. Who decides that property price is going to be listed, for, like the number? Is it the seller gets to decide the price gets listed? Is it the buyer who gets to decide? Is it the real estate agent? Is it the buyer's agent? Is it the conveyancer? Is it the government? Like, who is it?
Chris,
what's a simple answer?
The simple answer is the real estate agent.
They get to select the button.
Yes, they're right? The ones that...
And the majority of them they get to decide.
Yes. So, a couple of things to break this down. I'll try and break this down as quick as I can. So,
let me just pause 1 second and hold that thought. So, this is more if you're talking about, you see a property sold, and there's either not a price or it's price undisclosed, and sometimes it says contact agent. That's what we're specifically talking about, versus the other time it actually says $3,770,000.
Yes. So, I'm going to just be talking about REA, just so we stick with the one portal for time's sake.
Correct.
So, you'll notice if you go into the sold section, there are big ads and there are small ads.
Yep.
Now, when you've got advertising with realestate.com, there are different
levels.
Yep. And all the properties that you see on page one, page two, when it's getting listed, it's because they've got the premium package. Now, you need to, as a real estate agent, if you want to keep your big ad that you've got there, because it's advertising for the company, you need to have your price undisclosed so it can be seen by everyone before it settles.
Okay.
So that's what we get informed by our REA representatives.
Yeah. And if you don't, there's a punishment.
The punishment is you go down to the small ad and you will stay that small ad forever.
On that property or all the next properties
too? No, on that property. On that property.
Okay, so let's appreciate that.
So there is the emphasis for the real estate agents to disclose the price because you get the bigger ad, you get the bigger banner.
In that space. And yes. Imagine if every time you were always undisclosed, there probably would be a punishment from REA, like an account manager going, guys and girls, please, like we're, because they want the price on there to attract people to keep using their site.
Yes, they want the, and they also want the data, the information, yeah, more people to be like, yeah. Oh, where can we find the most up-to-date data?
So let me ask you some questions. I think you can then flick this around to me. So does a vendor, so the seller, ever ask you even before the property sold, we don't want the sale tag listed?
The sold price. Very rarely.
And why very rarely? But why do that? What's?
So sometimes we got very wealthy clients that want to keep it as low profile as possible.
Correct. Okay.
Sometimes we also do off markets, but then we ask if we can advertise it so that way
post the purchase
so we can still get the
kickback of the leads or the potential clients.
Yep. So generally it's privacy. People have this sense of trying to be private, and it's the same with the purchaser. Sometimes the purchaser, they don't want the price to be known.
And does the purchaser often tell you prior to purchasing?
No, it's basically always after.
And from a position of negotiation, just remind me, you better to negotiate after the fact or before the fact? Let's be honest. Like any way of life, you meant to...
You'd be...
Better negotiate before the deal's done. Because if I was a purchaser and I said to you, I don't want this to be listed, but here's my offer, you're probably like to say, okay. Whereas the deal's done and then I say, don't list it.
To be honest, this would be one where if they tried to negotiate that beforehand, we're kind of, obviously being nice, but I'm going to just be crass here. I'd be like, you haven't bought the property. What are you going on about?
Yeah, but if they were stipulating that as a requirement, they said, well, maybe they are also wealthy and they don't want people to know how much they've spent on the property.
Yeah, so
therefore they don't want to put an
circumstance,
offer in.
But yeah, so it would all... It's all
every circumstance. Oh, I get it.
It's hard to... But generally, that just doesn't come up before because people are so worried about... They're not worried about, oh, if we get the property, because most people are still like, just focusing on getting
correct.
The property.
Correct.
They're not worried about, oh, the disclosure. Now, the one thing is real estate agents, one, we want the advertisement, but we try and justify both to the vendor and the purchaser, is at some point in time, it will be disclosed. So at some point in time, once the valuer general gets the information.
Part of the reason from a buyer, because that's obviously who I represent most times, and even we have one recently, it's not that they don't want it to be disclosed at some point, even if that's a few weeks later, but on the day of it, they then want to share the property with their friends and family and spread around. And there's this element of like, well, if I do that, it's got a price tag on it. Everyone then goes, you spent how much?
Yeah.
Whereas in the moment, just to share it, everyone goes, oh, congratulations, beautiful property.
Yep.
If 3 weeks later the price gets shared, then those individuals aren't looking at it anymore.
Yep. Quick change, not value general, the valuation, sorry. Just want to clear that once.
And what about, it's all right, what about the seller? When was a seller post a sale ask you not to disclose the price?
It can vary.
Go on.
So sometimes it can be like they just don't say it. Sometimes they'll be straight up and be like, we don't want it disclosed.
This is post the purchase.
This is post the purchase, the sale. And sometimes we get it where the price has been disclosed and then people will ask us, can we not? And
can you then remove it? That means yes, but he doesn't like doing it.
No, I actually need to think about it because we rarely, once it's up, we're like, look.
It's part of your argument will be like, it's done, it's done.
It's up. We have negotiated with vendors sometimes in costings and things. So very recently we did an off-market sale and the vendor had said to us, and we basically spent no money on the campaign.
Yep.
It was one of those ones.
Yeah, I get it.
And we wanted to be able to obviously say the price and then we would have paid for it off our own back, a signboard out the front. They didn't want that. And so even though there was no marketing involved, there's still obviously people who work on the campaign that don't get paid.
Yep.
And so that's all cost of the business. So then we were able to be like, okay, look, well, if we were happy to not disclose, keep it as quiet as we possibly can, if you like pay a set amount, like a campaign production fee still.
Still so entwined together.
Intertwined together. Yep. And like parties come together and say, yeah, cool, that worked out.
I definitely know specifically some agents though that they have a habit of not releasing the price, of not disclosing it. They mustn't care about RAA and whatever else. And I know why they then have the opportunity to call everyone on the street the week after and or door knock.
Yeah.
And then they get the opportunity of informing people before their competition does or before other platforms do. So they are almost, I'm not saying what you guys do, but there are agents out there will almost habitually have everything undisclosed. But with the idea being, they door knock next door. Hey, guess what? Probably sold. Oh, we don't know what it sold for. It sold for this much. It was by me. Do you want to use me to sell?
So, yeah. So, no, I actually do that as well. Like, I'll delay it a bit. Like, because for us as well, the more people know about the price, it's also the better.
The more they know about the price.
So, the easier access the information is, people can see that, sweet, this is what it's been sold for. The reason why one of my pet peeves, and this is against some of the people in the industry, is people claim your sale. So for those that don't know, with realestate.com,
yeah,
you will see not disclosed, but real estate agents, there's a thing called Ignite. And in the background of it, you can actually see, might be like, okay, do not disclose, but they still want the price to go in there so they can judge it.
Yep.
But it comes up for all real estate agents. And we've actually had real estate agents been claiming the sale as ours, as theirs. And it's just like, so my thing is for a couple of days, it will be like we're getting the information out there via us. And then as soon as we can,
then releasing because I'm like. But there's times like I've received in my mailbox here, sales, an agent, like a large agent that's trying to approach into this neighborhood. They send a flyer saying, here are recent sales. They don't say these are our recent sales, but it's on their flyer. Here are recent sales. These sold for 2.7, 3 mil, 4, whatever. All those sales were by a different agent because that agency moving in hasn't done any deals there.
Yeah.
They're not actually claiming them as their own sales, but it's 100% their brand saying here are sales. The inference is they've made them. And then the agents who have sold, I've seen them take a screenshot of it and literally write going, can you believe someone else is claiming my,
so
which I get.
No, well, to follow up that story, I often, and depending how much I like the agent, but if it's an agent we really like, I'll go a little bit above and beyond to, if I'm calling the street, being like, hi, Chris, just letting you know, 123 Smith Street, sold at auction. It was sold for $3.6 million. Great result. Just to let you know, it wasn't us that sold it. Now, that's the most I'll do if I absolutely, you just, there's, if it's an agency that sold it that don't play by the rules, I'm like, I'll still be like, cool, we didn't sell it, but I won't say the agent. If it's someone we know very well, yeah, a really good relationship, I'll be like, I might be like, such and such has sold it, because I'm all about good relationship. There's enough pie to go around. Anyway, I rang a real estate agent who lived in the street, so I was just updating them, and there you go. They knew my boss, and they're like, that's interesting. You're promoting someone else's, like the fact I was saying, oh, this person has sold it, instead of just being like, oh, it's sold.
Sold for this.
And I'm like, and for me, I was just like, for me, there's enough pie to go around for everyone, and you don't have to take the credit.
Yeah, and I think it's also an element, we should wrap things up, but it's also an element of, usually, let's say that person then wants to engage you, then they find out later on that you didn't sell that property. You might have the listing, but it's going to leave a bit of a bitter taste in their mouth, right?
Yeah. And so, I just think trust, because we have had people that were always going to go with us, but they're like, they will message us and be like, oh, this person's saying they're trying to claim your sale.
Yeah, true. No, I get it. I think that there could be a lot more. This might be another discussion for another time, because I'd like to talk about maybe how conveyances might get involved in terms of
stuff. I think this is definitely maybe in a couple of weeks' nice. Time.
Let's wrap it up here, though.
So Chris.
Oh, what have you got?
Five quick questions, but they're super quick, and you got to get it. Like, you're going to challenge me next week.
Is there right and wrong, or is it?
There is 100% right or wrong, and you will be judged heavily.
Great.
How well do you know your 12 times tables?
Okay, go on.
7 times 4.
7 times 4?
It's part of the 12 times tables.
28?
Correct. Yep. 9 times 5.
45?
Yeah, well done.
I don't know if it's right. Is it right? I think it's right. Yeah, it's right.
7 times 8.
56.
Yeah, well done, well done. 2 times 3.
6.
Oh, there you go. And 11 times 12.
132.
Yeah, well done.
This was not how I was expecting this to go. Wow. Okay, I'm happy with that.
Well done, well done.
Very good. Okay, well, I'm a bit refreshed now. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for dropping by.
Homework?
Homework on me this week?
Yeah, homework's on you.
A comment. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop us a comment, and we'd love to hear either what you think of this episode or a topic for another time.
Or your funniest reel.
Thanks for dropping by.